Welcome back to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Bransky, and I'm here with rookie cheerleader Quinn Kingston. Hello, Quinn.
Hello, how are you, Lori?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, thank you for having me.
No problem, are you excited?
I am, very excited to be here.
It's a little rainy out today.
It's awful, it's dreary, it's one of those days you just want to crawl in bed and watch a movie, but we're here.
We're ready. We have practice tonight.
We're ready to get running and working out.
We have our spirit time. So we're going to talk a little bit today about a few October-ish things.
Ooh.
So we're going to talk about some Halloween costumes that you can use if you're going out to a party or if you're trick-or-treating. I trick-or-treated till I was 18 years old.
Absolutely. I still wish I did.
Yes, do I. And then we know you're going to get tons of candy and stuff, but we're going to give you some healthy alternatives to candy. Quinn has our key stretch.
I do. I have a good one for you guys.
And of course, we're going to get to know her a little better.
Okay.
Are you excited for that?
Sounds fun. I'm ready to share.
And last but not least, we'll answer a lucky listener's question who is going to win a Chinese t-shirt.
Ooh.
Moving right along to Halloween costumes. I know, Quinn, you were just saying you have a great idea. Share.
I do. Halloween is by far, I think, my favorite holiday just because dressing up and going out and
get to be someone you're really
not. Exactly. You get to pretend to be somebody else for a day. So I think in terms of costumes and what's best is the more creative you can be with things you have at home, and instead of going out and spending $30, $40, $50 or more, you know, dollars on a costume, they're very expensive
to wear one time
exactly
a year. So, it's not a wedding dress,
right? You can't justify spending that much money on it. So if you can be creative and pull together things to become a devil without having to buy much more than, you know, maybe
the horns,
right, and the tail. I think a great costume that I heard my little cousin is going to be this year. It's funny, she has no affiliation with cheerleading at all, but she's going to be a cheerless leader, which I wasn't quite sure what that was. Essentially, she said it's a cheerleader in skirt and, you know, boots and whatever, but with just torn tights and maybe some bruises painted on and just like maybe some blood drawn on the shirt or whatever,
so like a zombie cheerleader
exactly.
That's
just
awesome.
Torn and tattered and, you know, crazy pom-poms and just like
the best part of that whole costume is the title.
Cheerless. I know, cheerless leader. It's genius. It's perfect. So
how
I can't.
Old is she?
She's 12.
That's adorable.
And I cannot wait to see that.
I might have to steal that one this year.
I know, right?
I still don't even know what I'm gonna make.
I'm not sure either. We'll figure it out.
Another good one. You were saying to dress all in black and walk your dog.
Yeah, and if you want to keep it simple, just, you know, pull out some black sweatpants and a sweater and dress your dog up in something cute, a little bow tie, top hat, whatever it is, and you'll get more oohs and ahs down the block
of
and
course.
Probably more candy for yourself. It's not like the dog's going to be eating it, so, you know, everyone will love it. It's just a way to be different.
I love that, too. I was also saying to Quinn earlier that you could be twins. Get your best friend, you know, wear the same thing. It's so easy.
Oh, yeah. And it's fun because you get a lot of comments,
right,
too.
And you always want to dress like your best friend.
Right.
No matter what you're doing. So there's an excuse. Another good one is to be Punky Brewster. I don't know if our listeners are old enough to know who Punky Brewster is.
I hope so. I don't want to feel that old.
But if they're not, Punky Brewster wore mismatched everything, different color socks, shoes, shirts,
pigtails
with two different color scrunchies,
freckles on the cheeks.
And she had a dog, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Look her up on Google. What are you going to be this year?
I'm really not sure. No? I'm not sure. We have practice on Halloween, so I'm not really sure.
I think I might be Strawberry Shortcake.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, another oldie but goodie.
Yeah, that is a good one. I might go with the dog route. I have a very cool English bulldog. I might just dress him up.
You also have a pig.
I do have a pig. I don't know how
well
she's
a pig.
I have a pig. She's about 6 months old now. A little pot-bellied pig. She is hysterical. She's all black. She just runs around. I live in a big warehouse that's about 5,000 square feet, so she just has her pig pen area, and she runs around like crazy. You know, she just oinks all the time, and she likes to cuddle, and loves when you rub her belly. She just kind of crashes to the ground and lays there until you stop. So she's fun. I don't know about taking her trick or treating though. She might not be a good one to walk down the block with, but maybe I'll let you know.
That's so cute. So as we were saying, you'll be getting tons of candy for Halloween, and everybody loves candy, whether you're a chocolate person, a sweet person, a sour person, but we have some healthy alternatives to your candy. Not saying that, you know, it's so bad to eat your candy.
No, it's not bad,
just doing it in moderation.
Exactly. Moderation is the key, definitely. You know, don't sit there Halloween night and devour your entire pillowcase full
of Reese's
peanut butter cups. I did it. I'm sure I did, and then, you know, the next day, you probably have school Wednesday morning, so
right.
You might not feel too good if you eat that whole bag of candy. So definitely we have some, you know, healthy alternatives, different snacks. Just eat the candy in moderation. Space it out. It'll last forever. So just share it with your friends. Share it with your parents, because trust me, they're bumming out that they can't go trick-or-treating
anymore.
They're
too old for that.
Yeah.
But another really a huge reason to having alternative snacks, healthy foods and stuff to junk food is basically just because your energy will be higher. You won't be as tired. Like, it actually does have an effect on the way your mood is or your energy.
Yeah, I know when you eat a lot of sugar in one sitting, especially, you know, the raw sugar that's in candy, you'll spike and you'll have tons of energy for a few minutes and then you'll just plummet and crash and, you know, just be ready for a long power nap. So if that's happening in school, then it's going to distract you from what's important.
So really quick, I love 100 calorie packs.
Perfect alternative to
the
normal.
The right portion. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's sometimes it is exactly what it is, but it's just proportioned the right way.
You can get the Oreos, the Nutter Butter cookies. I mean, any little sweet treats that you love, cheese doodles, anything, but in a very small snack size pack.
Yep. And as opposed to ice cream, because we all know everybody loves ice cream, try frozen yogurts, try sorbets, try the sherbets. Mm-hmm. They taste almost as good, if not better, sometimes, especially in the summer.
Right.
They have sugar-free, so many healthy alternatives when it comes to ice cream.
Right.
Especially with the toppings.
Yes.
You can slice yourself a fresh banana as opposed to putting that chocolate on.
Mm-hmm.
You can do fresh berries.
Anything, yeah. I'm a huge fan of the sugar-free kind of craze. Anything that uses Splenda has not been shown to, you know, be negative in any health ways. And you can get everything. I mean, you can go to the grocery store and request for their fruit pies and different pastries that they make in sugar-free versions. And they have them, not necessarily on the shelves, but they do have them in the back in storage. And you can get the little pudding snack size cups and sugar-free and things like that that aren't going to have that effect with the sugar that spikes your metabolism.
But taste oh so good.
Exactly. You would never even know the difference.
Another alternative for chips, baked chips, low-fat chips, microwaved popcorn that come in every single kind you can think of, pretzels.
The pita chips. Yeah, anything with whole grain. I mean, you can get Tostito chips now that are multi-grain.
That are so good for
anything,
you.
Anything.
The salsa's not that bad for you.
Right. I know. It's all kinds of vegetables. It'll give you the nutrients. Aside from being like a tasty treat or a snack, like you're actually getting nutrients and it's healthy for you.
As opposed to cookies, graham crackers, put some peanut butter on there.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter on anything makes it great. Oh, you can get the worst tasting fiber oat bran crackers, throw some peanut butter on them, and they're delicious.
Delicious. And I read this one online. It's like opposed to cheesecake. It's really good. It says
Is it ricotta something?
No, it just says to get your favorite kind of cheese, graham crackers, and then vanilla pudding.
Ooh.
Either vanilla pudding or they have vanilla yogurt, which I love.
Vanilla yogurt's good.
I don't know if I'd be that experimental with putting it all together, but it sounded good.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you guys try it?
And then get back to us.
Send an email. Let us know how it is and we'll check it out. But another thing, just with this being kind of the beginning of a season where you're going to start baking a lot of treats and cookies and pies and that kind of thing, there are substitutions you can make to make things healthier. You can take out, even in just a box brownie, mix, you can take out the oil and substitute it with the same amount of applesauce. You can take out the eggs and just put in more egg whites, so you're losing the cholesterol there. There are substitutions, you know, regular flour for wheat flour, just to make things a little bit healthier.
Right.
Which definitely help out.
And it's not to preach thinness, because everyone comes in all different sizes.
Right. It's just a healthy,
lifestyle. Wow. We are on the same page.
You have to start now how you want to live the rest of your life. So you can't change your habits when you're 50 years old. You have to get going on a good track now.
Very good. Thanks for that, Quinn.
You're welcome.
You seem to know a lot about that. As we all know, I'm not that good at that.
Yes, you are.
Moving right along. Just so you know, I'm the junk food junkie around. But that's okay, because I am changing. Most of my junk food has contained in the 100 calorie pack.
Right, and you're very active, so that makes a difference.
Right. So, our key stretch of the week is coming straight from Quinn's Instagram right now.
Yes, it is. Key stretch of the week, ladies, is to keep your neck stretched. And you can do that a bunch of different ways. Just tilting your head to either side, to front and back. We do what's called a pull and press, where you would take, say, your right hand and tilt your neck to the right, your head to the right, hold it down, and then take your left hand and press it down on the side of your body, so you kind of get that additional pull that goes down your neck, through your shoulder, through your arm. It's just really important to avoid injuries. Anytime if you're learning choreography that has lots of sharp head movements and head rolls, I promise you will wake up the next day with a very stiff neck if you don't warm it up. And also, it just, for me, if I roll my neck, if I stretch my neck out and kind of tilt back and forth, it almost gets me more alert and more awake. I think when I wake up in the morning, I do that a little bit, and it just gets you going. It gets the blood flowing. So just make sure to do that for various reasons, but most importantly, to avoid any kind of injury.
I definitely agree. And just to touch a little bit, when you're actually pushing on your head that way, you don't want to push too hard. You want to just give it a slight, try to get your ear to your shoulder. That's the main objective, right, without actually bending over, right, or pushing to hurt yourself. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That was good. Well, it's good to know you a little bit, Quinn.
Okay.
You're
drum
engaged.
Roll. I am engaged.
That's huge. You are one of two on the team. We've already spoken to Andrea all about it.
Oh, really?
So we have to compare and contrast. Mm-hmm. How did he do it?
Oh, boy. I have a very cool engagement proposal story. He, my fiance Justin, is a drummer in a nationally touring rock band. And so
what's the name of the band?
Recycled Percussion. Check him out online. He was actually, you know, they tour so much outside of the state that I live in, which is New Hampshire. They're gone almost, you know, 10 months out of the year all the time. They play like 300 shows a year. It's crazy. So they don't play a lot in the town that we live. So when they do, we try to make a big deal of it and get all of our friends and our families and everybody to come hang out and see the show. So a year ago, April, so it's been about a year and a half, you know, they were having a show at a local university in New Hampshire. So we had arranged for our families and friends to go.
Just to watch the show.
Just to go. You know, they hadn't seen, my parents hadn't seen his band play in about 6 months. It was just, you know, just going to be a fun night for everybody. So a little bit about their band. They're all drummers. They play on trash cans and power tools and industrial equipment and drum kits and like ladders and crazy stuff. And then they do some beatboxing, a little bit of vocal stuff, no singing. So there's a part in their show that is crowd participation, and they bring people up on stage to do kind of like a drum off with each other. And then it's kind of like the last man standing after various, you know, components of the competition gets to do a big drum solo. So the show is happening. You know, this part of the show comes and he pulls me and my best friend up on stage among like 10 other people. And I'm completely embarrassed because I can dance, I can sing, I can do many things, but I cannot play the drums at all. So I was completely embarrassed. I'm up there, and before I know it, by fault of his, people are losing and being kicked off the stage, and I'm somehow more talented at drumming than they are. So I'm the only one left on stage. Even the guys at this point in the band are kind of starting to leave, and I don't know what's going on. So he grabs a vocal mic and starts talking and addressing the crowd and introducing me as his best friend. Aww. And on and on. And I was in my head nervous that he was going to ask me to sing, and for some reason. And I was like, I don't have anything prepared, a cappella, just super nervous. So out of nowhere, he's like, you know, she's my best friend and I love her to death and we're soulmates and, you know, we're going to walk through this life together and this is why. And he kind of knelt down and under something, under like a bucket, he pulled out the little box and knelt down and proposed. God. And the best part was that everybody in the crowd knew. They all knew it ahead of time for like 2 months, and they were just anticipating that day. And
that's so nice.
Yeah, it was very cool. He had people there videotaping it and everything. So
any dates?
This actually December.
This December?
This December.
You mean 2 months from now?
2 months from now. Just started planning.
Good for you.
I'm just going to hash it out and get it done. I mean, we've been engaged now for a while, and we have definitely the basis for what we want to do and the foundation, and, you know, we have a lot of great ideas. And
good
so
for you.
We're going to make it happen.
I can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm. It'll
good
be small, but we'll do it. We'll do it right.
I can't wait. So you want to be a rock star. You want to follow with your soulmate's trait?
That would be, yeah, that'd be great.
So if you were a rock star, what would your stage name be?
Ooh, good question. You know, I've always thought, even just in trying to put together local bands, I just want it to be Q. I just wanted my band's name to be Q. I just think it's a strong letter. It's different. I mean, I don't know. I just, my license plate says Q Rock.
So Q.
Yeah. Dan, I mean, maybe if I got to be as big as like Gwen Stefani, which, you know, knock on wood, it'd be great to go, just to be known by my name, you know, so.
Good for you. So Q, why don't you give us a little taste of your vocals?
Oh gosh. Putting me on the spot like Justin did. So weird though, without like a band. I never sing without musicians.
Dun, dun, dun.
I haven't sang in a long time.
Q, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Gillette Stadium for the first time in her rock star career, Q.
All right, here we go. Here's a little Gwen Stefani, since she is the ultimate rock star. Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. 'Cause I'm just a girl I'd rather not be. 'Cause they won't let me drive late at night.
That was so
I'll stop
good.
There. It's weird. I haven't sang in a while.
That
thanks.
Was good.
That was fun.
I want tickets to the show.
Okay.
I have to
someday.
Be,
someday.
I have to be one of the first.
Okay.
'Cause I just debuted you right here.
That is my big iTunes debut.
See?
Cool.
Who knew?
Can't get better than that.
Who knew? So let's debut somebody else. We've gotten to know Quinn a little bit better. We'll keep you updated on all her endeavors and her
Great.
Wedding plans,
yes.
all that good stuff. We have a lucky listener who wrote in and is going to win a lucky Chinese t-shirt.
Ooh, very cool.
Every
That's
week
exciting.
We answer a question. Mm-hmm. Except for this listener didn't give us their address, so we can't send her the prize until she sends us her address. Laura DeCenso. She says, I'm interested in trying out. Is there going to be tryouts for the 2007 or 2008 season? And this is a really easy question. So.
It's an easy question, but it's a good question.
It's a very good question because many people don't realize we have tryouts in April. So the 2007 season is going to be for next year, but you'll be trying out in April.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Much, much sooner than football season actually starts.
Right. Even though the 2006 squad will still be there for 2007.
Right. We'll still be in
We'll still
full
be cheering.
Effect, right.
Because the Super Bowl isn't until 2007.
Right.
So it's technically the 2006 season.
It's a little bit confusing, and it's hard to find the information on it until it gets closer to
right.
that time. So it is a good question. But there are auditions every year. The squad is kind of reconfigured every year, and you do have to, existing cheerleaders do have to come back and re-audition to regain their spot.
Yep. And you can join in and try out. We're going to have an entire week of podcasts when April comes around, and we'll give you tips, and we'll tell you what to do, what not to do, what to wear, what not to wear. All that stuff. But until then, I'd say to keep checking on the website at patriots.com/cheerleaders, and you can get all your updates until April rolls around.
Right. You know, good things to do in the meantime, just keep dancing, keep cheering.
Eat that healthy junk
exactly.
food.
Exactly. Just, you know, stay in good shape and practice. But the more you can practice, the better off you'll be.
Great. And that's going to do it for today's Chit Chat podcast.
Oh, it's over.
That was quick, wasn't it?
It was very quick.
Thank you for joining us and for singing for us.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry I didn't prepare anything.
No, it was
put on the spot.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks for having me.
No problem. Again, if you'd like to write in to have your question answered, write into today@patriots.com and just type in Chit Chat in the subject line so that we don't lose your emails. And don't forget to write where you're from and your address and all that good stuff.
So you can win the prize.
Exactly. We also have a MySpace account now, which is wicked exciting. Yes, I use the word wicked. But check us out. The URL is myspace.com/patscheerleaderchitchat. Add us as your friend. Talk to us. I'm on all the time to respond to all the messages. It's tons of fun. You get all your updates right there. You can even download your chit chat right there. Thanks again, Quinn.
Thank you.
Until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.